I was diagnosed with cancer in 2011. I was one of the fortunate ones that, as a result of an accident, I was diagnosed very early. And thanks to the very quick response from my own family doctor here in Kilmarnock, and Dr. Sugru in the breast clinic in Letterkenny, I eventually went through and got a full recovery through going through all the treatment and so forth. I've been able to go back and to a normal life. And we are where we are today. And when this chance to have the radon levels checked in our area.
And were there any concerns? Did you have any concerns when you were diagnosed as to how you got cancer? What was your lifestyle up until that point?
My lifestyle hasn't really changed much. I would regard myself as having a fairly healthy eating. I live out in the country, so all the benefits that go with that. I drink moderately. I don't smoke. I would be very similar to the rest of our neighbours. Now, what did concern me when we were in the hospital, an awful lot of people at the same time were in from the Inishowen area and from the Kilmarnock area in particular. And then this is on my particular day that I would have attended. Then when we travelled to Dublin to get the radiotherapy, there were four or five people from the Kilmarnock area travelling down for treatment as well. When I was discussing this with friends when I came back and people at work here, and they were saying, you know, that's very strange. And I stood out in my front street one day, and my house is not very elevated, but I can see a wide part of the surrounding area. And I realised that almost every house in Clunshire had somebody either went through cancer and survived or died from cancer. And that is a scary, scary piece of knowledge to have. And it's scary when you've got children and when you've got grandchildren. When you have cancer and when you survive, you realise just how lucky you've been.
And you mentioned having your own children and grandchildren in the area. I'm sure that sparked a concern. What if something was out there that was causing cancer for their future as well?
Well, now that I've discovered that my house is one of the houses that's actually high, this does concern me. It concerns me. I mean, I can't tell my family not to visit, but it concerns me in that I am definitely, if there's something I can do to protect myself and my children and my grandchildren, I would definitely be looking to do it.
Well, it was about 10 years ago now. I just had to get the breast removed, but then we noticed then after a couple of years, you know, there was about maybe 12, 15 around our area that was all getting types, breasts removed and cancer in lots of places. So we just decided then that there's something wrong, you know, from my next door neighbour on each side and on down the road.
And what do you think now this report came back? Do you still have concerns?
Well, there is a lot. No, there's a lot of houses now that was done, and there's a very small amount done at the minute, to be fair. And there is there's three or four high at the minute.
And do you think this is like the start? I know this is in Kilmarnock. Do you think there's a wider issue maybe on the peninsula?
Well, when you see the likes of this now, you know, everybody should get checked, to be fair. You know, it is serious, you know. There is an awful lot. When we counted within a mile of our house, you know, there was 18 counting men and women. And like, you're chatting a mile. You know, really, so it is scary, you know. I know it's everywhere, but it seems to be a lot with us. And like this young one's dead, you know, young, it's not old, it's young. They're dying with breast cancer and different kinds of cancer in our townland, which is only a wee small area, really.
I was up in July just for a normal, you know, checkup, and I seen Dr. Sugru and everything was grand. He never found nothing. And then he just says, I'll book you in for a mammogram. And so I was booked in then for a mammogram in October. And they discovered then I had a tumour. And on 14th of November, I was diagnosed. And was white shock. And I found it quite hard to come to terms with. Especially if I had found something myself. And it just took me a long time to come to terms with, but I had surgery then, and then they discovered then and moved to my lymph nodes. So I had to get them removed then, so I had two lots of surgery, and then I started the chemo then, and I was actually the 7th of February then, so I was getting, had to get 8 lots of chemo, and then radiotherapy then, but I was lucky enough to get that done on the Galvin.
Liam Tenney, you carry out radon mitigation works. First of all, you initiate a test kit. Yes. Tell us a bit more about that.
There's a radon monitor. It's placed in the house, usually the two busiest rooms, which is the kitchen and the bedroom, now, provided the bedroom is on the ground level. They sit there for 90 days. They're sent back to a laboratory in County Kerry. It's the only recognised laboratory in Ireland. It is very important that the monitors be placed where you breathe in, where the air goes into your lungs at that level, whether you're sitting or standing. When the results come back, you'll know whether you have an issue or not.
What have you found, particularly here in Donegal, in terms of findings of radons? Are they high, low?
We have dealt with issues Carndonagh, Buncrana, Gweedore, Killybegs, Letterkenny, Raphoe, Convy. So it's fairly widespread across the county. Recommend that everybody should do a test. It's not that expensive, and it possibly save your lungs.
Do you think there is a cause of concern for parts of Donegal?
I would be concerned about all of Donegal.
You mentioned as well that new builds are actually the most dangerous in this regard.
Yes, because to attain the BER cert, the house has to be very well sealed up to save our energy. In doing so, you're not allowing the radon gas to escape. Therefore, it's a much higher, it's a much more dangerous situation than in the old houses.
If I walk out of my house, it's every neighbour, miss a neighbour, another neighbour, miss maybe two, another neighbour. Like, we are surrounded, and that's of all ages. Children, my two closest neighbours, it was two. The one child had her second birthday in Dublin with cancer, and the other child, I think, was 3, on the one's right from me and one's left from me. So it's not, you know, there's old age cancers, obviously, that people get, but it's more, the older you get, it's more common. But, I mean, we're talking young people here, a lot of young women. I think you were talking to some there a while ago that have gone through it. So, yeah, it's very scary.
And in terms of all those people that you know of, is it more prevalent in men or women?
Well, it's both. But I possibly know more women. The two young children that I talk about, one was a young girl, the one that was diagnosed on her, she spent her second birthday in Dublin. And the other wee fella, when I go left, was a wee boy. But probably more women, but both. There's both. There's something not right. There's definitely something not right.
Local councillor Martin McDermott, you helped these people in Clonmany commission this report. Your reaction to the report and its findings, first of all?
Yeah, Catherine, about 9 months ago, a few ladies from the Clunch area, we met up in their house to look at the levels of cancer. They were very concerned with the levels of cancer that was in the area. And we started from there, and then a few weeks later we had 25 or 30 people turn up in Mary Efton McLaughlin's house in Clunchia. And then we had a bigger meeting here then in the community centre where we got the report commissioned. It does highlight, you know, the levels of radon. There is quite high levels of radon, very close to the national recommendations. It's 200, and there's a number of houses close to that. There's a few houses over that, as you've heard at the meeting today. But from my perspective, Catherine, I would think that this is just the start of something that we can really, really build on. You know, we have a fantastic community here in Inishowen. We have a fantastic community here in Clonmany. And, you know, this is more so for people that are sitting in their house today that could be sitting in high levels of radon and don't even know it. Mm-hmm. And if we can, you know, highlight that, get that out there, and maybe, and one of the things that I would like to see happen, I would like to see the likes of the LAIT, the likes of some university, now that the groundwork has started and a very, very important project to take that on and maybe take this to another level, at an Anishinaabe level or maybe a community level or whatever. But I really, really have to commend the community here in Clunchia and Clamanagh for what they've taken on.
Would you like to see government intervention here, the Health Minister?
Absolutely. I think that there certainly should be government intervention in this. I think there should be some kind of intervention for people to, get their houses checked by radon, some type of way that the government could get behind that. It's something that I intend to now take to Donegal County Council. I will be taking this report and I will be distributing it to all the councillors in the county and showing them what's happening and what we're doing. And hopefully by doing that we can take this to another level and, as I say, try to, find out the reasons, why there's such a high level of cancer, especially in Donegal. And as I've seen at the meeting today, I've been talking to a nurse that works in a cancer hospital in Dublin 2 weeks ago, and she didn't realise we were doing a survey up here in Donegal, up in Anishinaabe, but she was just telling me about the high levels that is coming from Donegal for cancer to Dublin. And she said over the last couple of years, she's always wondering, she said on a number of occasions, I wonder if somebody hasn't looked into it. I wonder the physicians that are dealing with these patients, I wonder that, the HSE haven't looked into why so many people are travelling from Donegal.
Something that really struck me today, I was talking to Kathleen earlier and she said when you go down to Dublin for treatment and you go into a ward in a hospital, you should not have to see your friends sitting in the same ward.
That's correct, and that comes back on a regular basis, let it be Dublin, let it be Galway, let it be wherever, that you find out that a lot of people from this area, I mean, Kathleen, and I've had that conversation with Kathleen before, where she was in Galway, with cancer treatment, and there were 6 people from our own vicinity in Galway at the same time as her, and she didn't even realise that these people were going through the same type of treatment as herself. And, that's shocking. That's shocking from a small little community that many people are sitting together in a room waiting for treatment in Galway. And, sometimes we have to stand up and take things on that sometimes people don't want to take on. And these are the types of things that sometimes people are nervous to take on and scared to take on. But I think we have to be bigger than that, and I think we have to take this on. And I think we have to, push this where we can push it, because, if by doing these surveys and by pushing this and by promoting this and by putting it out there saves the life of one person, well, sure, it's well worth doing.